What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Show here with new head coach of San Houston State, the Bearcats out of Huntsville, Texas, an hour from Houston down there in the great state of Texas. It's Coach Chris Mudge on the Boss Man Show. Coach Mudge, good to see you, man. How you doing, man?
I'm great, man. Thanks for having me on this morning.
No doubt, man. Hey, it's good to talk to somebody that's close to my age, too, man.
You're a spring chicken, man.
Yeah, you're about the same age, man.
Yeah, you look about 21 years old, man. I feel a lot older than that, losing all this.
I wish, man. I wish. 40s calling my name real soon.
And it's right around the corner. My wife reminds me of that every day.
Yeah. Hey, I feel well, around my guy, kids, and my kids, man. It's like, man, I ain't as I used to be no more.
Things start hurting, man. Just part of it. It's all right, though. We've had some good years in the life.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I can't believe I've been doing this radio show for 15 years almost, man.
Really? Man, that's awesome. That's awesome. It means some people like to listen to you or something.
Yeah, starting off doing radio at 2 in the morning, bro.
Dang.
It was me, the truckers, and deers.
That's grinding it out, man. You've taken the steps up.
Yeah, I went from 2 a.m. to 11 p.m. to weekends to doing my own thing.
Shoot, you're going up the ladder. You're going to be national.
Oh, hey, that's the goal now. That's the goal, buddy.
Bobby Bones better look out, man.
Yes, indeed, man. Let me ask you, man, how does it feel, man, to be the head coach, man? I know you got hired by Jay Hoot when he first took his job, man, as a young assistant, man, and you grew as well, man. So how does it feel being the head guy, man, to make decisions now?
Man, it's almost surreal. Like, it hasn't really kicked in yet because we've been so busy. I mean, it's been recruiting and getting our guys here and workouts and getting staff. And maybe it'll settle in eventually because it's just been the work of it, you know. And don't get me wrong, the work is different because as a role, as a head coach, a little more CEO, a little more managing, a little more directing as opposed to, you know, being the doer of the everyday tasks and things. And so it's been a lot of fun. Mostly because I love our guys. They're great young men and my staff is amazing. They make all this a lot of fun. And so, you know how it is, and anything you're doing, it's because you love what you do and you love the people. And we've got great people here and that's made it a lot of fun so far. It's been a little stressful. I didn't have a lot of hair before, but I think I've lost a little bit more in this month and a half, whatever it is. But it's been great. You know, I've learned under some unbelievable coaches. I mean, Coach Hooten was obviously phenomenal. But when I was getting ready for my press conference, I was thinking through, you know, Coach Barnes at Texas, obviously a Hall of Famer, incredible. Then the assistants there, You know, Chris Ogden, Division One head coach, Rodney Terry, Division One head coach, Rushel Springman, Division One head coach, Ken McDonald, Division One head coach, Frank Hay, Division One head coach. Then I go to Midland Junior College. Then I work for Grant McCaslin, Texas Tech head coach, Ross Hodge, North Texas head coach. And that doesn't even count all the assistant coaches that I've worked with who are phenomenal all over the place. And so I just consider it a blessing to have learned from all them. And they're a lot of the reason that I'm here, including our players, who I thank all the time because I wouldn't be here without them. And so it's been fun, man. It's an adjustment for sure. And I know that I'm learning every day and I'll learn every day till the day that I die. But it's been fun, man. I'm excited about what we got going and mainly the people here, man. We got great guys and that makes coming to work every day a ton of fun.
And when you got there, you was in the Southland Conference. Then you went to the WAC. They go in the Conference USA. And the football starts going to FBS. Then, so how cool is it to see the transition from being a Southland job to a WAC job to now being Conference USA, one of the premier major conferences in basketball for its good play and quality talent and quality coaching?
It's crazy, man. It's like I've had, even as an assistant, it's like I had three jobs without moving houses. I just got to stay in the same place. And it totally changed a lot about the environment of the conference we were in. Now, our program, the university, those kind of things, it's changing remarkably. We're growing like crazy. Our department is growing like crazy. All really good things. But the level of play has been fun to rise to the challenge because the Southland Conference was phenomenal. People don't realize how good the top part of the Southland Conference was. I mean, you had us and SFA who won games in the tournament 3 years that we were really good against Nichols and Corpus. We had some Abilene Christian won games in the tournament. So it was really good, but then you go up to the WAC, which was a big jump. And I didn't realize how big of a jump it was going to be in terms of the talent on rosters and things like that. Obviously great coaches in the WAC. And all we kept hearing was, you guys can't do it. They picked us seventh and eighth in our 2 years in the WAC, and I think. And we finished second and tied for first in our 2 years. And that was one of the biggest things is adjusting to that. But our players helped us do that really well. And the same thing's being said for Conference USA. They say we can't do it again. And that's what's defined us and our program and what's made us really good is that chip on our shoulder of we're going to show you. And we're in that mode again as we move up to one of the best mid-major plus leagues in the country with phenomenal talent, phenomenal coaches, great tradition. All it's going to do is continue to help our program and our department go to the national level. Because everybody knows what Conference USA did last year in basketball. And the teams have only gotten better. The teams that are returning have improved through coaching, through transfers, through all those things. It's going to be a heck of a league. And it motivates me and drives me to make sure that we are as good as we can be because we're going to have to compete. I mean, it's going to be some grown men in the league. And when you look around, you're like, okay, is there a bad team in the league? Is there a league that we're going to get some easy wins on? And you look through and you go down. There isn't one. It's going to be a dogfight every single night, whether you're home, whether you're away, it don't matter. You're going to have however many conference games. Every one of them is going to be tough. And that part's fun as a competitor. Those easy games, wins are great. Don't get me wrong, but you know, we like the juice and the energy and tough games and close games at the end. And that's where you see how good you really are. So it's an amazing move for our department, especially moving up to FBS as well. That changes the profile of our football program and gets us on a national level there. Basketball, we've already been that for a while. So it's only good things, and I'm excited about this year getting started.
And how it worked out, I always tell any young man that I talk to, for me, when I played ball, several times when I got better with my teammates, to hold me accountable. And you and I both know that we have a player-led team, we end up coach leadership and coach effort. Those are the best teams. I feel like the whole job got guys accountable on you. We're doing gassers, doing sprints, doing weight room work, doing individual drills on the court. That was pushing you to be better because this time you got one class or two classes max. You're focused on being a basketball player right now.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. I'm glad you said that. The best thing you said out of a lot of good things was player-led leadership. And part of the reason that our culture has been so good, and I think as coaches, we've done a good job of that, but culture doesn't continue unless the players are doing it every day. And we've got unbelievable returners. We have six guys coming back who are telling the new guys what it means to be here. And obviously we're holding accountable, but it is so much better taken and absorbed and understood when the guys that have been here are telling them, hey, you missed that line by an inch. That's not good enough. We don't do that. Or this is the detail you're missing, or your energy, or your intensity isn't what it needs to be Sam Houston basketball. And over the summer, we're doing a lot of things. We're teaching, we're getting technique, we're getting guys better individually. But the most important thing that's happening right now is our guys are learning what it means to be in Sam Houston basketball. And they're learning it the hard way because it's hard. You know, that first summer when you get there, I mean, the first couple of weeks, those guys couldn't raise their arms up to shampoo their hair. I mean, they were struggling, but it's the good struggle and they're getting through it and they're learning how to fight through adversity. And it's been great so far. Our returners have been unbelievable. Our new guys have really risen to the challenge and are still learning, which has been really good. And we're kind of putting our own mark on the program and doing things that is going to build it our way, but continue to have the toughness and the leadership and the winning that we're doing with the new guys and the returners. So it's been a great summer so far. We've seen, I mean, a ton of development. Our guys are really close. They spend a lot of time together, which is really important. And we got another month. Our second session starts July 6th, and we'll have everybody here and, you know, kind of see how much of a jump we can make together. So it's a fun time of year right now.
100%. Let me ask you this, Coach Mudge. Being in Conference USA, I know the calculus changes for non-conference games. So now are you buying people? People are not going to really want to buy you anymore. So then the more maybe two-for-ones, home and homes. How was that chess match game been going since you're in Conference USA? First being in the Southern Conference, you're just getting bought most of the time, trying to find the games.
You know, we've been lucky to be really good here. And, you know, last year we beat Oklahoma and Utah. So it definitely was a lot harder to get people to buy us this year because we knocked off a couple of them last year. And those were really good teams. We had a good team as well. Scheduling, Coach Hooten used to do all of it and he wanted to handle it himself and was really good at it. And so I didn't have a ton of experience other than kind of helping here and there with him on it. So it was a new thing for me and something that is totally different than anything else I can do. And so it was a learning curve and it was fast. And I love our schedule. It's going to be difficult. It'll be, you know, like normal, like we have been, one of the better mid-major pre-conference schedules in the country. And I'm excited. We're going to get tested. That's for sure. Cause a lot of team, you know, it's hard to get games. And so we end up playing a lot of teams that other teams don't want to play either, you know? And so we just end up saying, hey, we got to play each other. And at the end of the day, that's the fun part of it. That's the part that makes us really good. That's the part to get the best out of us when we go play another team that's going to be in the mid-major top 25 and battle it out. And it's going to make us better beyond that. So I love our schedule. We've got some really good home games, some Division I home games. We got some road games that are super tough, but it's going to test us. And I like that. I like that for our guys.
Now, I'd say people, I think people lie more in schedule than they lie in recruiting, in my opinion.
There's a lot of guys that backed out. We've had until the contract signed and the ink is dried, there ain't nothing that's true in scheduling.
You got that right. And also, people don't realize you're really out from Houston. You can draw a circle around Huntsville and find talent. It's about recruiting in Texas and finding a good guy that plays in Texas around where you all at. And also, we've really been in Conference USA, which is pretty much USA way it's spread out. Yeah. That footprint, you can get guys nationally as well.
Man, Texas is obviously such a great basketball state. I mean, there are so many Dallas, Houston, Austin, San Antonio, everywhere in between. There's players a lot of places. And part of what's made us really good is having good Texas players. And Texas gets recruited by everywhere in the country for a reason. And there are other states that have great basketball too. But man, Texas is loaded. And so that's fun to watch. Like they had the TABC high school tournament last weekend, which had most of the high school teams in the state. God, there was so much talent on display. It was fun to watch. I mean, really good coaches, really good players. And so we built our program with really good Texas kids, but we've also been able to get guys from all over the country and all over the world. I mean, we have a guy from Canada, two guys from Australia, guys from all over to just build that puzzle piece of things. And with the way the portal works and the way the international recruiting is now, you can build a team with people from everywhere and just finding the best guys. And moving up to Conference USA, you know, every level you go up, there's less guys that are good enough. And so you got to make sure you're getting the right kind of guys. And so you might have to spread out a little bit more to be able to find this guy or that guy. And it's also important to find the toughness and the identity, the factor that fits into us. And Texas kids have that. But there's lots of other places. I mean, Atlanta kids have that, New York kids. I mean, Chicago, you can go a lot of different places and find really tough kids. And that's what's been really good for us. Cause those guys fit and those guys win games. And recruiting it's changed a little bit in terms of what is good enough, but it hasn't changed in terms of what we look for, the intangibles we need, and what is inside of them, not just on the outside of them that takes them. Cause there's some guys that have helped us win a lot of games that might have a little less talent, but they got way bigger heart. They got way bigger toughness. And that's part of why we've been so good. And we got to keep that going.
Excuse me, Coach Mudge. I don't know, Jay, who'd ever told you something about me, but my dad's is a coach too. He's 84 years old. Yes. I'm a coach's kid. So I saw on Father's Day, like, all the guys who he played for him, text and call him. I'm taking all these guys' weddings and different things, seeing their kids. So for you, man, like, what was your why getting the coaching? And when did you know that you wanted to become a coach?
You know, it's funny you say that. I didn't know I wanted to get into coaching. I went to the University of Texas as a chemical engineer and thought I was done with basketball. I thought I was going to play intramural sports and that was going to be about it. Just do it for fun. And about a couple weeks into school, you know, I could feel that God had a place in my heart that was missing. There was something that was not complete. And he was telling me that you got to find, there's something else you're missing. Your purpose is not being fulfilled at the moment. And so I thought about it. I talked about it. I prayed about it. And my mom had been a manager at the University of Texas when they won the NIT. And she's like, why don't you try this out? You know, you've loved basketball since you were yay big. And so I went and tried. And within a week of volunteering in the office, and I wasn't even fully with the team at the time, I was getting coffee. I was licking envelopes. I was doing mail outs, just doing whatever I could to get started. I just knew, you know, that feeling of knowing that you're in the right place for the right reason, with the right intent. And I just knew then. And it was, just a light went off. And so that's when I knew. But over time, obviously you learn about, not just the fun part of being a coach, because that was a fun time to be around Texas basketball. I mean, Texas basketball was really taking off. That was TJ Ford's year going to the Final Four. We were really good after that. And so that part is fun, but that's not the lasting part of this. And over time, you see that, like you said, those relationships and the people is what matters in all this. You know, God put us here as coaches to lead young men to figure out life. And it's a 40-year, 50-year relationship, not just a 4-year one. And so that's the thing that's been really cool is over time to see how relationships develop and change. I mean, when I first got here to Sam Houston, I was only a couple years older than some of these guys, but they're also guys that been able to see develop and grow into men and dads and husbands and businessmen and create a life for themselves. And I absolutely love that. I mean, the guys that I stay in touch with, it's now long enough. We've been here at Sam 13 years, was coaching JUCO for a couple of years. Those guys are all, they played pro for a while and now they're into the next phase of their life, and seeing that we've been a part of helping them set that up where they can have a great job, have their own company. They got a beautiful wife, wonderful kids, and they're great dads. Man, that's way more meaningful than wins and losses. And don't get me wrong, we're hired and fired off wins and losses, but we are not judged by God by wins and losses. We are judged by the effect, by the leadership, and being the Christian leader that he calls us to be, not just saying that we are. And so I absolutely love when those guys call. I mean, I had a former player called me at 10 o'clock last Friday night. And I answered thinking, like, man, something's wrong. He just wanted to talk. And it had been, it had been like 2 months since we had talked, and he just wanted to talk. And I feel blessed and lucky that we have that relationship that he feels like he can do that still. And if I can have that impact, if I can help these guys figure out life, whether we win or lose on the court, we're going to win or lose. I mean, we're going to win in life. And that's the eternal win that we go look for. And we've been lucky to also have great young men that want to have a relationship and want you to be close and want a family atmosphere like we have here. And that's part of the reason it's been so good to stay here and be here and with Coach Hooten and with their other coaches and players. And we're striving to keep that going for sure.
It's funny you say that, because I'm going to tell you a quick story. Last year, Lake Point in Atlanta, during an honor event, one of the college basketball insiders, who I won't name, was very upset with me because coaches were all smiling and talking to me. That's all talking to me about this. We're just having a good time, shooting the breeze, right? And I said to him, I said, well, I'm going to tell you why they happy to be around me. I'm not transactional. I'm trying to get information out of them, and I'm a real person. When they have games, I take some great game, great win. But I'm actually their friend and a support system that does not want something from them.
Yeah.
That's why they're happy to be around me and talk to me and smile. Not like with you, what do you want now?
Right.
But that's my whole thing, Coach Mudges. I want to use my platform to help you all, because a lot of times people don't talk to you all. It's so, you win a lot or something bad happens. I want to talk to you just because I want to talk to you.
No doubt. That's when real friendships and real people matter. They matter. And it's hard in life and in business, and in this business especially, like you said, very transactional. But there's lots of good people, and appreciate you for that.
No doubt. Coach Mudge, it's been a great time to meet you, man, having the show, man. Jay Hoop said you would be great, and he did not disappoint him. He said you would be great, and you were great, man. And
I appreciate you so much. Man, I'm going to be down at Lake Point for the live period, so we got to get together.
I'm gonna get my number offline, so we'll get together. I'll be there all 4 days too as well. So we'll see each other. It's on one end, of course, we'll see each other, man.
Perfect, man. Well, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate you.
Anytime, bubba. What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.